America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
First up, I have two individuals that I'll be coaching today. And first up, we are going to bring up Kenny. Kenny, what's happening?
Not too much today. How you doing?
Not too much. And I believe you earned this from Top Earner Success School. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. What'd you earn it for? Remind me.
There was two things. I can't remember which one it was. They were both activity based. So
yeah.
The first thing that I actually won two different things. The first thing was for how many cold market I sent out, and then the next one was how many warm market that I sent out. So okay. I don't know which one this was.
Okay, cool. All right. So congrats. And so let's just start with, tell me where you're at and tell me, where do you think I can help?
Where am I at? I'm still kind of stuck at not really zero, but I'm pretty close to zero. I have been with this company that I'm with since February of 2021. Started off decent, just with trying to get some customers. I got a few, and then it just went dry. I don't know if it's what I was doing, but I kind of lost interest for a while, and then got restarted.
Okay, let's just talk about that. So okay. You said it went dry, and then you said I lost interest. So which one was it?
Both. It went dry first, and then
you lost interest.
So long, then I just kind of lost interest for a while.
So how many times in your life have you had a dry spell that made you lose interest?
I don't know, to be honest.
More than one? Was this unique, or has this happened in the past?
It's probably happened before. Probably in what lifting weights, I've always had a little bit of problem gaining from a muscle standpoint. I can gain some strength, but I always hit a wall and just can't go any further for whatever reason. Maybe hormonal based, because I do have some hormone issues, but I kind of lose interest with that sometimes. So that's the only other thing I can think of.
Is there an example in your life where you pushed through a dry spell, where you pushed through, you weren't seeing results, but you kept pushing and you pushed through and ended up making it happen?
Not that I can recall. I can't say it didn't happen. But at this point, I can't remember anything specific.
Okay. And so do you have any idea, like, you know, why that is? Do you have any idea of why do you get to a point and then just say, well, that's as good as she gets? Or what is your phrase? Is it why bother? Is it, what comes to you when you, before probably, you start to fall off?
It's probably, I've done everything I've been told to do and I'm not getting anywhere. What's the point?
Okay. So what's the point? Okay. So is it like a, hey, let me provide evidence that I've tried as hard as I can. Is it that kind of thing? Because it sounds like you're an activity-based guy.
I don't feel like it is, but maybe somewhere inside it could be.
Okay. Where are you good enough for your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no.
As far as I know, he never.
I mean, you. Suggested anything as far, do you feel like you were? Do you feel
yes.
like? Okay, So he said, great job. It was never like, hey,
you. Well, I wouldn't say he went that far, but he, okay. He never downgraded me or anything like that. But
didn't praise you.
Right. He didn't praise or anything.
Okay. Were there times for your dad that you tried really hard?
For my dad specifically? No, I wouldn't think so. I guess the one thing that he was pretty adamant about was school. And I did try to do well in school, but was that for him? I don't know. I don't know if that was for him or for me or for all of us.
Because I remember I coached someone. What's coming up for me, listening to you, is I remember a while back I coached someone and very similar kind of pattern of they would try, but then get to a point where it's just like, what's the point? Is that what you said? What's the point?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And so I asked her the question and she was able to get it. But I asked her the question, at what point did you just stop trying very hard? And she remembered using an Easy Bake Oven when she was a little girl and she made brownies for her dad. And when he came home and she, she worked on it real hard and she was real proud. And when her dad, came home, he yelled at her for using kitchen materials. And that's the day that she just, decided, what's the point? If I try hard, it's not going to be that great anyway. And so let's just punch the clock, say that we showed up and did the work just enough so that we can, so that it's not our fault, but let's whatever's above trying harder, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. So why bother? Does any of that resonate with you?
Not really. I can think of one instance where he said something negative, and it was, I was in a high school baseball game. I had a guy on third, two outs, and I'm up three, and I got a 3-2 count, and I whiff. They've been throwing me junk the whole time, and the last one he set me up threw a fastball, and I just could not move, so I was frozen. He was listening to it on the radio, and he's, I'm disappointed in you, but I didn't think anything of it then, and I really don't think much of it now, but. I don't know. Maybe that's something. I mean, those things happen. So I didn't really, I just let it roll off my shoulders. I thought.
Yeah. So there's always two ways to kind of, tackle this kind of thing. Is the standard way that most people do it, but is not usually effective, is the obvious of, it's when you push through that you have breakthroughs. It's when you don't feel like doing it that you create breakthroughs in your life. And that has been true of me for making videos, for public speaking, for meditation, for ballroom dancing, for, literally everything, anything that has created any level of pride or self-worth increase in myself has always been pushing past the emotional point of not feeling like doing it. So that's a kind of standard way that people will do. It's not usually effective to do that. And you've probably heard all those things before. And so I would, not that you have to spend the rest of your life in analysis of figuring out the origin story and figuring out what made you determine that the juice wasn't worth the squeeze? What made you determine that pushing past that point, there was no big benefit in it? but I can tell you, if you pick any area of your life, like any, and you just decide that you're going to show up differently there and start and learn to catch the origins of not the origin story of when this all happened. You pretty vividly recall the baseball, story. So that's, possible that contributed, to this. The thing about, our emotions from the observations we made as a kid is they create our paradigms. And it's not like we think about them all the time. You know, like I didn't think about how I wasn't a priority as a kid, but when I had that realization as a kid, it ran the rest of my life. And in every relationship I ever had, personal or business, I located the evidence that I wasn't a priority. So it's not like I thought about it all the time, you know, like, oh, I can't believe, you know, like you said that when I, you know, whiffed the ball or whatever. But it, you know, it creates these things in us that has us show up in a certain way. And so doesn't, you know, what's neat about the push through is, and pushing specifically past the point of you not feeling like doing it, is on the other side of that, you draw the conclusion of what else can I do? And so I would pick something. Is this helpful so far?
Yeah. I would say maybe I'm past it. Because I took like the whole summer off and I regretted it. I mean, I've regretted not doing anything over the summer just based on what's happened the last 3 months or so. I've gotten a lot of people to take a look, but I can't seem to get from them looking to them joining.
Yeah. So, but you said in the beginning it was working. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still getting, you know, people to take a look. I just can't seem to get past that. They'll either not respond to anything that, any messages that I send them or anything, or they'll say, I'm not interested. And okay, you're not interested. And I learned a little bit from your Ray Daly this morning that
sure,
maybe what I've been doing isn't quite what I should have been doing from a not interested standpoint.
Sure. Yeah. Tactics, I've found that we can tweak your tactics and you'll be able to increase results by 5 to 10%. If we tweak the behavior, you'll 100x your results. And the behavior is there's paradigms that are predecessors to the behavior. And so as far as the, you know, tactics, you know, we can definitely improve, you know, the take rate by 5 to 10% by focusing on the tactics. But the most dangerous one is what has had you in the past knock you out of being interested and draw that conclusion of, oh, this is when I need to stop. As far as, you know, tactics, you know, if you'd like, feel free to tell me, what is it that you're saying to someone before you send them a video?
Before I send it?
Sure.
I'll ask them, let's see, what's an example? I've been using LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with LinkedIn. I'm in the Gold Coaching Program, so I'm trying to follow what the coach says. He didn't say to not use LinkedIn, but
he's sure. Kind of thinking. I mean, we have people that have created success on LinkedIn, people that, you know, on Facebook, so that's, you know, it's your call.
So it's kind of like, for example, my job is in quality, automotive quality. So I'll look for people who are in quality and I'll say, hey, I see we're in quality. I know we don't know each other. Just wondering if you're open to taking a look at something else that I'm doing. If not, no problem. And then when they do respond, I'll just ask them first, okay, I got a video that explains. Would you like to see it? If so, when do you think you could take a look at it?
Okay. And is that where the majority of the time you get ghosted?
No, I wouldn't say not there. It's after I sent it, after I sent the video.
So they say, sure, send it.
Yeah.
And you send the video.
Yep.
Okay. And then what is your follow-up after you've sent the video?
I'll give them, let's say, if I said I'd follow up on Sunday or something like that, then I'll send them a message. Hey, did you get a chance to take a look at that? That's when the ghosting usually happens. And then after that, I've started looking to see how often I followed up after that. Some of them have been 3 to 4 times. Some of them, I think I haven't hit the 8 yet. So that's part of a problem. I think that's a problem also, but usually it's probably 3 to 4 times and then I stop following up. So That's something that I need to improve on.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be just be willing to do the takeaway. Just be willing to, you know, say when they if they don't respond to you, and this again, this will improve by 5 to 10%. But there's a mindset tweak here. There's something that could greatly increase your results. And it's either, you know, a self-worth kind of thing. It's a, you know, like you were saying, what's the point? Like there's something else. But as far as, you know, the tactics, which will improve by 5 to 10%, you would just say, you know, if you say, hey, did you get a chance to watch the video and they don't respond, 4 days later, hit them with the, hey, I want to apologize. I've been so busy. I haven't had a chance to follow up with you. How are you? And so you're giving them some grace to tell you, you know, if, you know, you're not making them wrong. You're not shaking a finger at them or anything. And so you give them some grace. You give them an opportunity and a window for them to come back to you and, you know, communicate. And then if they don't do that within 48 hours, I would just send them a, hey, it looks to me like this isn't a fit for you. I wish you the very best, you know, and keep rocking, my friend. You know, that sort of thing. Now you probably paraphrase that very first, message, but in that first message, I would make sure that I'm not telling them something I'm doing. I would make sure I'd say something I'm doing to make extra money or something I'm doing to make extra money on the side. So, okay. So I figured that. And so if that's your main point of, you know, ghosting or whatever, then I would add those two tactics. And so, one thing that may be beneficial to you, since, you know, we didn't pinpoint it is, I would start doing the morning journal stuff that I talk about. Have you heard me talk about that? Mm-hmm. Have you done that or tried that?
I've been trying to use, Dr. Joe's morning meditation. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
And then I also try to do the a gratitude journal every morning.
So the morning journal process is a little different. And so there's four steps. One, when you wake up, how do you feel? Right. And so, you know, how do I feel? Number one, it could be empowered, excited, confused, depressed. It could be, you know, whatever you're feeling. And then that's number one. Number two is, how do I not want to show up today? How do I not want to think, act, and feel? What do I not want my state of being to be today? That's all number two. And what that does is it forces you to audit the day before. And this is how I greatly reduced at first the frequency of bad habits that I was having and eventually just eliminated, you know, the majority of them. And so it has you audit the day before. Where did I get agitated, irritated? Where did I quit too soon? Where did I get consumed with negative thoughts? If that's, you know, whatever, it's whatever you experienced the day before. Where was I not kind? Where was I not present? And so you're taking a look at the day before and auditing that, you know, how did I show up yesterday? And I'll be honest, I rarely, but sometimes, I mean, I think it's happened maybe three times in 6 months. I've had a day where I look at the day before, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I blew anything. I didn't get agitated, irritated. I was kind. I was present. I was loving. I was a good mentor. I was a good, you know, parent. Yeah, did okay yesterday. But that's 3 days out of 6 months. And then number three, how do I want to show up? How do I want to think, act, and feel? So, you know, for me, one thing I always write is kind, present, and loving. I always write that. I want to be kind. I want to be present. I want to be loving. Sometimes I write, I want to be powerful. Sometimes I write, I want to be trusting. Sometimes it's, I could just take a look at some of these days, right? if I know that I'm going to be, you know, doing something more on a, you know, personal level or going to someone's birthday party or whatever, I may write, I want to be fun. I want to be social. Sometimes I got to remind me of myself of that. And then number four is, what will I do today to embody that? And that's where you write what you're actually going to do that day. Now, for me, if I have something scheduled already, I'm already going to do it. So I wouldn't write, do free coaching Friday. See, I'm going to do it anyway. Like that's not something over and above. And so what will I do today? So if I am falling apart at certain places, if I'm not sticking to my follow-up, which it sounds like you're doing a decent job of follow-up. I don't know that you're not, you know, then maybe, you know, that would be one of them, right? I'm going to do 25 follow-ups today or 30 follow-ups today or whatever. What this will do is it'll prevent you, if you really became dedicated to this, and you don't have to understand much to do this, right? It's easy to, you know, say, oh, I don't understand what Dr. Joe wants me to do kind of thing, right? This is a little different. This is pretty straightforward. But what it'll do is it'll greatly reduce the frequency of you maybe quitting too early, of you becoming disinterested and allowing that to, you know, to take you off your game.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, definitely.
And I would just, I mean, are you, I mean, I'll just say it like this. And if I see a personality trait that, you know, that I'm not crazy about in me, which you only find by doing these kind of audits, by, you know, seeing what areas of my life are incongruent with who I want to be. If I notice that, then I'll ask for help. I'll, you know, before bed, I'll be like, hey, you know, help me with this. And whatever, you know, if you pray or whatever, you know, you believe, you know, I mean, before I walked in faith, I would get answers. And they say, you know, you look at, you know, so are you a Christian? Great. So if you looked at who did God talk to? Did he talk to Cain or Abel? He talked to Cain. Cain was the sinner, right? Cain yeah. Killed his brother, killed his bro. And so it's not that, you know, that you have to, those of you on here that aren't, you know, Christian or don't, whatever. I got answers before I fully believed. I got answers before I had faith. And because it's a mistake to think that only those of faith ever get answers. And so I would ask for guidance. I would ask for help. I would offload my burdens. I would say, you know, hey Lord, I turn my business over to you. I can't do it on my own. I need help. You know, I give you this burden, and with your amazing grace, I know that you can help me with this. Try doing that. I did that. When was that? I don't know. Oh, Monday. This Monday, I said those words, and I had three back-to-back calls, and all three helped me with that. And that's a lot of times how God speaks to you, is through messengers, through human messengers. Because it's not, you know, there's a majority of people, even with faith, don't hear the voice or don't whatever experience that. But you get these messengers that just show up in your life, and they tell you something that if you pay attention to, you're like, ooh, that really helped me. But that would be for you. I would do those two steps. You know, one, the morning journal every day to catch yourself from going 3 months, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't want you to beat yourself up, and I would forgive yourself, right? Don't beat yourself up. But this would, you just can't do a morning journal and go 3 months without working on your business or working toward whatever's important to you. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. And then, you know, the second thing of, you know, just giving your burdens. Hey, I trust your will. I'm going to give you this burden. I say this. So this isn't I'm not saying you can, right? I said, I'm not strong enough to figure out everything that needs to be figured out. I give this over to you. Help guide me, help with my direction, with my guidance, help me with where I need to go. What do I need to do? I'm going to be obedient, but I give this over to you because I clearly ain't strong enough to tackle this. And see what happens, man. I think you'll see something really cool.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. And I know you're in the Gold Partner Program, you said?
Yes. Yes.
So, I know I'm going to be getting updates, so I look forward to it. Are you in the Voxer group?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. So Voxer is like a walkie-talkie app. So our Gold and Diamond partners, we have in a Voxer group, and I walkie-talkie in there every once in a while. And so get with Mary Kate, and she can get you added to that. Okay. Just make sure you're getting updates and stuff.
Will do.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for you, Kenny. You got this.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.